welcome to Worship 2.0 podcast, and we're blessed today to have the worship leader of four, count them, four Hosanna albums, Mighty Warrior, Army of God, Worship the King, and Be Magnified, Randy Rothwell. Randy, welcome with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
What did you think about that Mighty Warrior? Did that bring back some memories?
That's a blast from the past. I think that was the summer of 1987 that was recorded. And that actually, in the early days, they really weren't done live. They were done in the studio. And then those tracks were sometimes taken in front of a live congregation. And in the case of Mighty Warrior, we did the whole thing in Tom Brooks's house in his studio. He had a little studio in the basement, and then upstairs ran all the cables, and upstairs he had, you know, kind of a big open concept living room, hardwood floors. And that's where we recorded. I think it was about 75 people came to his house, gathered in there, and they was a crowd. And they recorded them multiple times, stacked it, and they made it sound like a big congregation, because they were just doing them so fast. And it was expensive to do that. They were looking for ways to capture the way it would be in front of live, but not necessarily always in front of a church in the early days. I think Mighty Warrior was number 13. And so that was fun. We did it all in St. Louis, just outside of St. Louis in Chesterfield, in Tom's house at the time, Tom Brooks.
So what are some of your memories of, Army of God was one of my favorite albums. I mean, Mighty Warrior is great too. I mean, they're all four of them were good.
Like I said, Mighty Warrior. I just recently talked to somebody else who's doing kind of some similar things you're doing, and did a little Zoom interview with him. I was telling a lot of these stories, but when they first asked me to do a recording, I was surprised. I mean, I was like everybody else I knew. I was getting the tapes every 8 weeks, and I was learning songs, and I was looking for good, powerful, anointed songs, and I was getting the tapes and learning stuff. And I had, I don't want to make the story too long, but this group of churches I was involved in, we had a number of people that were writing songs. And I wanted to sort of create a container, a collector of those songs so we could make sure they got out properly and they weren't being sung wrong. Because songs kind of, back then, they just sort of had a way of escaping like a little puppies out of your arms and running somewhere, and someone would hear a song and take it. Sometimes they'd change it. I wanted to make sure these songs got out there, baby, and got out there correctly. So I formed a little publishing company. Anyway, Integrity came looking for the copyright of a certain song that I held the copyright to. They were looking for a song called Go Forth, Go Forth from Bob Mason, Robert E. Mason. And it was one of those... Cut Time, E minor, Hebrew kind of sound of the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came talking to me about that song while I was at a conference in New Orleans, and Garrett Gustafson, who's a good friend of mine now, he came up from Mobile, a couple hours away, and heard me leading worship at this conference, and then we had lunch together, and he talked about getting the song Go Forth, Go Forth, and he said, hey, you know what? It was fantastic what you did today, and we'd like to invite you to be one of the worship leaders on a tape. And I was like, me? You know, I was like, really? Wow. And I was like, I was just, you know, I had my head down doing what I was doing in churches I was involved in. I didn't think anybody even knew me. But anyway, he's like, yeah, we love what you were doing and how you were communicating. And so they flew me up to St. Louis overnight, and we went to Tom's house, and there was Mike Coleman and Ed Lundquist, who's the founders of the company, Integrity Company, and Don Moen and Garrett Gustafson and Tom and his wife. And we were there in the house, and they just said, just bring your guitar and bring some songs if you have some songs from your ministry. And I'll try to make this long story shorter, but so I came in, and I think I had about 16 or 18 songs that I brought that we were doing, and six of those got on the project. But we just started throwing songs out. This is a song we do, and a song that's been powerful for us, and I'd play it and show it to them. And they liked all these, and they'd never heard any of them. And there were songs from people's names you'd know now in Integrity circles, people that were involved in the churches I wore, like Linda Shazo, and Bob Mason, and Mark Calk, and Tim Picking, and Craig Turndrup, and a lot of people like that, Curtis Pfeiffer, and I brought all these songs, and the way they used to do it back then, they just saw what songs you had, and they had a catalog of songs, and they were looking for ways to put them together, and just as we were talking, seemed to fall into this theme of sort of spiritual warfare, or God is mighty, and we're his army, and that kind of thing, and that's why it, you know, they had the whiteboard up there, and we were writing all these songs, and he said, it looks kind of like this could be the theme. And I had heard the song Mighty Warrior by Debbie Grafsma. I believe it had been written and recorded on a previous project for someone, Integrity maybe.
It was recorded on Glory to the Lamb at Grace World Outreach.
So I had heard it before, but I brought to them the song Lift High the Lord. I had heard that at a conference in Tulsa. And it was really done very differently, almost operatic, but I just heard in it a good song, and I brought that back, and we were kind of learning, and it's kind of short, and we used to put them together, which, you know, you're in F, and you're kind of chugging along there, and, you know, Lift High the Lord, our banner, and then we'd go, Mighty Warrior. We'd put them together, and so they liked that, and they said, well, we've done that song before, but we'll do it again, and put them together, and of course, Tom wrote a great arrangement, and the rest is history, so.
Yeah. So did you use those five or six songs? They were on the Mighty Warrior?
I'm trying to remember now. So, my wife and I had written a little, almost kind of sounds like a nursery rhyme, but a little ditty, Great and Mighty Army, that was on there. And Arise, Praise His Name was a keyboard player that I worked with, and Phil White. And then, let's see, Thanks Be to God, Tim Picking. I think he's up in Michigan, actually, Kalamazoo. Thanks be to God, to Blow a Trumpet in Zion, Craig Turndrup, about that. The God of Israel is Mighty, is Bob Mason. I forget what all is on there. Oh, Come Let Us Sing for Joy is Bob Mason. The ending, the record ends on Glory to the Lamb, which is another song I brought back from that conference in Tulsa. It was called the Worship Symposium, 1984, Tulsa.
I think I might have been there at that.
Do you remember Steve and Barry Griffin, the brothers that put those conferences on? It was a long time ago, and I heard this song. There's a fellow named Larry something. If you looked at the copyright on the author on the song, you'd know his last name. I can't remember it, but Larry somebody.
Larry Dempsey.
Just Dempsey. Yeah.
Is that at Oral Roberts University?
I think it may have been held there. Yeah. And he ended the conference. Anyways, it was kind of a real powerful song there live at that conference, and I brought that back too. So anyway, I had a lot of input on Mighty Warrior. I brought a lot of songs, and they were happy to use them. They loved all of them, and then they filled in the other songs where need to be with songs they already had, and it became this Mighty Warrior. And that was great fun.
And then HM20. Was Army of God.
Yeah, that was, again, I was just doing my thing, happy to have done a Hosanna record, and they came and asked me again a year later. It's like, well, would you like to do another tape? Yeah, sure. I mean, that kind of opened up a lot of opportunities for me. People all of a sudden were hearing these songs, and you know, if they looked close enough, because back then they didn't put a picture or anything, hardly even anybody's name who was the worship leader. But if you dug deep, you'd see who I was. And I was getting opportunity to minister outside of my own circles. Uh-huh. But anyway, they asked me to do another tape, and I said, sure. So, and I don't really remember meeting in a planning meeting for that one. Maybe I just slipped my mind, but I'm thinking maybe I had brought so many songs for Mighty Warrior, they still had some of those left that they could use. And I think I'm surmising here, but because I never worked for Integrity. I wasn't in the ins and outs of planning everything. I just was a guest and had a relationship, working ministry relationship with them. But I think they're probably looking at all these great songs they had, again, with the sort of army spiritual warfare theme. And they thought, these are great songs. Let's do another kind of Mighty Warrior type army song, a record with Randy, asking to do it. And we'll use some more songs. The Mighty One of Israel. Yeah. I brought that, Glory Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the King.
Yep, that was great too.
A lot of those, Not by Might or Power. Jesus, Jesus, Glorious One. Curtis Pfeiffer, he was a Canadian guy in our ministry. But anyway, and that one was actually done in front of a church. We did it down in the Covenant Church in Mobile. So the church that Mike and Ed and probably Don at the time were all a part of, right there on the same campus where the Integrity headquarters was. And we did it there in the summer of 88, I think it was, or the fall of 88.
And then you took a sabbatical for a little while before you did HM 35, which was Worship the King.
That was a little different story. That one, they called me and said, we have a record here that's coming out. All the tracks are done. Everything's ready just to put on the, because I usually go back and redo the lead vocal. And a lot of things that maybe weren't as clearly recorded or had bleed over spill in the microphone, they redo the vocal. So they said, we're right down to the last second on this project. And we need to do the lead vocals, and then it's going to come out in a couple months. And we've had an issue with the worship leader, and he's going to have to step aside. And we're looking for somebody that'll just come in the 11th and a half hour and step in. You know, they aren't your songs. They might not be your key or anything, but would you be willing to do it? And I said, sure, let me see what you got. So they FedExed me a cassette. I listened to the songs, and they weren't really what I would choose necessarily, but they fit. I could make them work, except the first song, and I don't remember what it was, but it was a song I didn't really like, and I said, I've got another song maybe we could do there. And so I sent them to Lift Up Your Voices.
Oh yeah.
And we did that, because I think at the time it was this person who was going to lead. He had opened up with a real slow song. And I said, both my other records really kind of came out with a fast paced, energetic, and that's kind of what I was doing at the time. So I said, maybe we should do something. So I sent them Lift Up Your Voices, and they liked that. That was the only thing I brought to that project. Those weren't my songs. I didn't know them. I had to learn
them. Well, that song was the one you just mentioned. That's my favorite from that album.
Oh, yeah, good.
That was great.
And funny little story, a little side trail, if you don't mind, on that one. That one was recorded in front of Cottage Hill Baptist in Mobile, which is a big Baptist church, great facility, and big choir. Steve Bowersox was doing the choir there. And I remember I led sort of a little set of worship live with people there before we got into the recording, just to kind of get people used to, used to the room, used to hearing each other sing, and used to me, so they're not just staring at me. But after I led a little bit of worship, Mike Coleman came up and did some, housekeeping rules. Hey, glad to have you here. There's the bathrooms back here. And he said, now we're recording you guys participating, singing, and clap. So we want to get a good, clean recording. And at that time, a lot of people would bring tambourines and percussion stuff to recordings or to services. And so he made a big deal about, we're going to have to confiscate all tambourines because we don't want you. You might play off beat. You might play when we don't want you to play. You might have a great crowd song, but you're too loud. So sorry, but we can take your, the ushers are going to get your tambourines and you can get them later. Made a big deal about taking the tambourines away. And then the record starts, and the first line is, lift up your voices, your tambourines. There's a tambourine on the track, I just thought that was so funny. I would lift up my tambourine, but you took it away.
And then you did Hit 54, which was Be Magnified.
Yeah, that was my favorite because of the ones I did, because it was more who I really was, or at least it was by that time. In the very beginning, there's just a lot of the shouty sort of cheerleader worship. Not only was that kind of what was happening, but in some ways, I think I felt like that's what people expected. And I maybe stepped into that a little bit more than I was outside of the recording. It worked, and it wasn't that it was not real, but it was just a little bit. I kind of felt like I'm intrinsically sort of a shy, introverted person. I said I was an introvert and learned extroverted skills in order to function. But I think I'll use, especially on Mighty Warrior, you can hear a lot of the influence of Ken Henry and All Hail King Jesus, just kind of the shouting a lot and vocal prompts and stuff like that. That was a little bit bigger than I really was when I led worship normally. But by the time I got to Be Magnified, that's who I was. And I remember telling Tom, you know, I don't really start off with fast songs now. I kind of slowly start off with something and warm people's heart and get them used to, you get them, their heart focused and get them used to singing something very simple before we dive in and expect a lot of participation and, you know, fasten your seatbelt and go fast. So he goes, oh, that's cool. He says, why don't you just start picking your guitar and just talk, just be yourself.
Like a saint.
There's no rules.
Sanctuary is on that.
Yeah. Do what you want to do. Yeah. That's how I started that. That's how I would do it live. I would always do some kind of something very simple to get people singing, get them focused and get them centered and their heart lined up and get them thankful. You know, Thanksgiving, we come into his presence with Thanksgiving. Having a thankful, grateful heart is really the beginning of powerful worship for anybody to connect with. So that kind of thing. So I said, yeah, so that's how we did that one. And I had brought that song to them. It's not that they probably hadn't heard it, but I don't know where I heard it, but we were kind of using it. It's a very short song. You usually have to run it together with something. And Tom did a great job of, you know, with 2-3 modulations, letting it grow and take it somewhere. Yeah. So, but anyway, I love that whole project. It, especially, well, if you put on headphones and you just listen, like the CD, the whole thing all the way through, it's just a flow of a night. But especially the second side, if you're flipping over a cassette, that would start with "How Great Is Your Goodness" and flows all the way to "Stand Up for Jesus." Yep. Especially that was a powerful just flow in your heart from song to song. And
that was a great arrangement of "Stand Up for Jesus," the old church hymn. I said, that is a great arrangement.
Well, the bones of that I actually heard when I was in a church in Manassas, Virginia, and there was a worship leader there. His name was Jeff Ling, L-I-N-G, Jeff Ling, and he had done this arrangement, basically the guitar, you know, da, 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 stand up, and I brought that to Tom. Of course, Tom took it and put it on steroids. I think it's just 5 modulations or 4, something crazy.
Yeah, well, Tom does that. But I really appreciate your spirit. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Going deeper in worship, you know, the deeper level of worship, you know, and bringing people there. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your spirit, brother. That is, it comes through on all those.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm glad that we had you here today. And I hope we can get you back again sometime.
Sure, love to.
All right. Well, we're gonna close it out with one of my favorites. When we used to do this at my old church. Of course, we were blessed to have a 50-piece orchestra and 100-voice choir and all that kind of stuff. But we'd put this on, and you can't stand still when you. Yeah, the Mighty One of Israel.
Yeah.
So thanks for being with us, Randy. And,
you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you have a great day.
All right. Okay. Thanks, all right. Dave. All right. Bye-bye.